Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Autastic, guys. It's the Comedian's Guide to Autism. Thanks for tuning in again. I am Graham Kay, and that over there is...
Kirk Smith.
Kirk Smith. What? If you are new to the podcast, we are two stand-up comedians. My brother is autistic, and Kirk's teenage son is autistic. They're both different severities of autism. Mm-hmm. But both pretty chill dudes.
Yeah, great.
The point of this podcast, again, if you are new, is basically talking about autism, learning how to cope with autism, and not being depressed about it, because there are a lot of cool things also that no one ever talks about.
This is the lighter side of autism.
And yeah.
Not science.
We are not scientists.
That's surprising for people.
We are just two guys.
Two guys who like to tell jokes.
Just two guys trying to figure it out, just like you, listeners. So we do a few different segments on this podcast. We like to start out with the weekly roundup, where we talk about our week, not necessarily dealing with, but in relation with our loved one who is autistic, maybe a little update. And then we like to do in the news segment. And this one always surprises me. Every week there's like four new things in autism, and we just really have to pick one of them. And then we do a topic du jour. Topic du jour is basically a theme dealing, it is a segment specifically in French.
Speaking foreign. These foreigners are taking our jobs.
Just talking about... That was a Texas side of Kirk.
It comes through sometimes. I can't help it.
Focusing on a specific topic with regards to autism. Today we have a very special guest for our topic du jour. Chuck Watkins is a very funny stand-up comedian. He is in the studio right now, apartment, and he's here with us right now, waiting for his segment. Very funny comedian. He is an educator with special needs people. He is also worked in Texas. He's worked in California dealing with people with autism and other special needs types. So he knows a lot about what's going on behind the lines, so to speak. And we're excited to talk to him about that. And then, we're going to do some shout-outs to our listeners. We appreciate all the shout-outs you guys have thrown our way. So I guess we'll start, as we always do, with the Week in Review.
Week in Review. Now, I think we should have a segment that talks about, Graham, how's your car?
Okay, you mentioned this off-air, and I can't believe you're going to mention it. Okay, fine. If you guys, all you guys don't know...
Graham's going through, let me intro this part. Graham's going through a hard time with his car.
Mm.
His brand new car, the love of his life, his first car, his first love.
It's not a brand new car.
It's new to you.
My brand new used car.
All right, go ahead, Graham.
I'm not a man. I don't know anything about cars. I need a friend who is a man like Kirk, who knows things, to help me. And when I bought my first car at the age of 33, because I grew up like downtown in cities, I didn't get a driver's license until I was like 21. I didn't care. It seemed like a hassle.
I learned how to drive stick where you had a double clutch when I was 15. I'm not kidding. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but you are from the 40s.
My experience is
like a potato truck or something.
My experiences in your face together were a complete man. I feel like that's, and your body too. I've got the wrists of a Japanese woman, but you're built like an actual man.
I'm a big burly lumberjack, man who walks up to a car and the seller's probably like, ooh, I can't trick him. And then I open my mouth and I'm like,
Does it go?
Is it fast? Does the AC work?
Does it have the windows with the buttons?
Do I put oil in it or gas?
Together?
Yeah. Oh, boy. So anyway, I don't know what the heck I'm doing. I'm not a real man. And Kirk came to help me buy my first car a few months ago. And he told me to get a Japanese car. He's like, hey, man, get a Japanese car. They run forever, they're very cheap to fix, and they rarely break down. And I was like, no way, man.
I have an image.
I think I did that. I might have said that. I don't want to, I want a cool car. I've always wanted a Golf, and a Volkswagen. They're cool. They drive well.
The car looks great. I got to be honest.
Thank you.
You look at the car broken down on the side of the road. It looks fantastic.
It looks like it is not broken down.
It does. It looks like you stopped.
It protects my image.
It does.
Yeah.
You're like, he stopped to make out with his girlfriend.
Yeah. He stopped to make out with whatever chick was walking by. He's not broken down. But anyway, first thing I did was I got a new radio in it, and then I got my windows tinted.
Oh, that was the very first thing. That's right.
Very first thing I got my windows tinted because I'm 16 years old, and
16 year old cholo in Southern California.
And I went to the window tinting place, and they're like, hey, and I was like, I want to put a new radio in it.
They're like, should you like, fix where's the oil a good leak? Place?
And there was no oil leak.
No.
And then he's like, the window guy was like, well, we do radios, and I was like, well, I'll just do it at Best Buy. You know, it'll be a lot cheaper. And he's like, just so you know, half of our business is fixing screw ups from Best Buy radio work. And I was
that,
like,
I didn't know
you're
that
not going to get me, buddy. And I was like, I'm going to do it at Best Buy. And then I did it at Best Buy, and they hooked it up wrong. And I didn't know that it was the radio problem, that it started draining my battery. So after probably 18 hours of not being in use, my car's completely dead.
We speculated this, though. And they couldn't figure it out, or somebody couldn't figure it out.
I took it to two places, separate places. They couldn't figure out what the problem was.
But we speculated this because it's happened to me several times when I grew up in the 40s.
So I bought a new battery, didn't fix it.
Right.
I bought a new alternator, didn't fix it. Bought another new battery, didn't fix it. Took it again to a different garage. They were like, Couldn't find it, and I was like, well, I guess I'll just drive around with this problem and then sell it at some point. Kirk bought me a little thing from Walmart that boosts it by itself.
Jump starts
your car
to help you jump start.
Because I was having to like go out onto the street and flag down cars like extra early to jump my car, boost my car, so I wouldn't be late for anything, you know. And then he bought me that thing, which was good because then I was basically self-sufficient and I knew when it was going to die, and I was never stranded, and it was fine. It was fine. Like, it was not ideal, but it was fine. And then what happened? So
fuel injector.
Yeah, well, I took it back to I took it the fuel injector broke, and then I got stranded, and then I got a ticket because it was stranded. And then
This is so terrible. Yeah. I feel like such a terrible person that this makes me laugh so much.
And then
I don't know why it brings me such joy to my little dark heart. Well, what was my problem?
You got one up on me, bud. And then
maybe that's it. You look like a real man, but your car doesn't work. Yeah. So I feel better. Okay.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with me. I need to go to confession or something.
And then no. I think you're just normal. And then anyway, so you told me you at the kindness of your heart, you drove out with your working car to my broken down car and told me that it was okay to drive. It wouldn't make it any worse. It would just be very slow.
You speculated something was wrong with the cylinder.
Yes. And so I drove it to my mechanic, the one that,
did you trust?
That I trust, had good reviews on Yelp. And he was like, I was like, you know, can you fix this? And also, this electric draw is still happening. You know, that what you said wasn't, that you said, you know, could. And he's like, oh, okay. And he went and checked it out. And he's like, I don't know why I didn't find this the first time. It's your radio. All you have to do is disconnect the faceplate on your radio and it'll be fine. I was like, are you kidding me? I bought a freaking alternator. I bought two batteries.
Two batteries.
Disconnect the faceplate. And then he's like,
something's wrong with me. I should be laughing.
And he's like, okay, so, and then he fixes this fuel injector. He tells me about the faceplate thing. I'm like, all right, my car is fine. I have a car. I'm a man. I don't have to do this jump thing. I got the radio working. The friggin' engine runs well now.
The tint still looks good.
The tint looks great. So many compliments. And then I'm like, okay, it's over. You know, I got a good deal on the car, and I'm spending a bunch, so it evens out. But the car is gonna run fine. And then next morning, car's dead, and does not start. And I jump it. I'm like, you son of a stupid mechanic. I drive it for 3 weeks. Cylinder breaks again. Fuel injector breaks again. I mean. Drive it back to the place yesterday. I go, hey, Friggin' radio's dead. Radio kills it still. Cylinder's broken. You said you'd fix it. He's like, don't worry, it's under warranty. And you know what? I'll take a look at that radio again. I'll disconnect it for you. And I'll even fix it for I'll try and fix it for free myself. You know?
Wow.
And I was like, okay, thanks. And then he goes, it'll be ready at 3. And I was like, great, I got a bunch of work to do. I'll go to this coffee shop. I come back, no calls. I come back right before they close. The hood's open. They're all like scratching their heads looking at it. I go, give it to me straight. Am I screwed? And then they go, well, it's not good. Let me get Jim. And they go get Jim. And Jim's like, he shines a flash. He's like, look down, there's a bunch of oil in there. Oil should not be getting in there. You need a whole new seal job. It'll be $1,400. By the way,
your car's worth $900.
Yeah,
so.
And I was like, I got to sell this car. He's like, well, my advice is this car is only worth $500 right now, so you got to fix it and then sell it. Yeah. And he's like, but the other good news is that these engines are indestructible. So once you fix it, it'll be good for another 200,000 miles. I was like, what? Indestructible? It's been nothing but...
It's destructing.
I'm pointing at... You're showing me the destruction.
Your words don't match what's actually happening.
Be another problem. You know what I mean? I got to get rid of this thing. Anyway,
that made me laugh. I needed that.
I'm now fat and
bald.
Thank
you so much. I really needed that. That's a good laugh. I appreciate it. This podcast really encourages me. I don't know why. I think it's just, I don't know.
That's my week in review. It has nothing to do with autism. But anyway, it kind of does loosely because I think growing up with an autistic brother, maybe become a comedian, made me follow my dreams. And then now I have to make financial sacrifices that make me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not married to the finances. What happened this week, though? Did your brother, you heard from your brother? We have a, listeners, we have a segment where Peter writes in. He writes letters and Grant reads them on air. They're usually really great letters where the PS is longer than the actual meat of the message.
All right. So he writes me this. Hey, Big Bro Graham, how are you and how is your lovely Jane doing? From your little bro, Peter. So, Graham, for the next weekend or sometime on the weekend that will be after the next weekend, I might go right out to dinner with Mike Tomlinson. He's my high school friend. So we can share a great pizza, just like before. But Mom suggested ahead of time that you and Jane can be able to join the two of us. I'll be home for Christmas. Would that be okay with you? From your little bro, Pete. Then he writes, P.S.
P.S.
I am very sure that your babe Jane would like to see this year's wonderful Christmas choir singing event that will go be held at St. Andrew's Church placement, just like in the last year of December. So, my girlfriend a babe.
And this guy,
I respect
is
it.
A friend of yours.
Feels good. Feels good when a bro thinks your girlfriend's pretty. Your bros, bros. He also bought my girlfriend Jane a present for Christmas, which is very sweet and thoughtful. Actually, my parents were like, you know, Jane's coming home. You should, for Christmas, you know, you should buy him a present. And she's like, he's like very thrifty. He's like, okay, but I will do that.
It's going to be under
$8. Just so you know, I know that Jane is Graham's girlfriend. Okay? I'm going to buy her a present. But I know that I'm not trying to take her. That's what he said. I'm not trying to take her away. I'm just going to buy her a present. That's cool, right? Like, he was worried that it was going to be encroaching on my territory, on my turf.
Because this Millennium Falcon could change her love for Graham.
Yeah. So anyway, a couple points about that last letter. Mike Tomlinson, cool bro, high school buddy. I'm very lucky to have a lot of friends who help. Like, they don't even tell me that they're going to take out my brother for dinner. Like, I'm very lucky to have like a network of friends that we have cultivated over time.
Yeah, this is great. Like, where, community.
Yeah, like once every 2-3 months, mm-hmm. if one of them just takes out Peter, that's like one or two dinners a month.
Yeah,
that's like as much social time as a lot of people have. You know, he has other social time as well on top of that as well. But you know, it's good. You know, and Mike likes having beers and having pizza. It's not a big.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win. Talking Star Wars. You know.
Well, it's a win-win lose, but it's
yeah.
Everyone doesn't like Star Wars. I don't know. I've learned that the hard way, yeah.
Also, another connection to this car problem is because of this car problem, I have to spend all this money. I can't get him all the Star Wars figures, the vintage Star Wars figures.
He's not going to be happy about
that. That he wants. So I had to get one, but I got him a good one. But it's in perfect condition, but it's not in the original box.
Ooh.
It's going to be in a box.
Does he care about the box?
He loves the box. We all love the box.
But he likes to just tear it open.
Yeah, because it feels more new, and there's other toys to look at on the back that he could, you know,
more advertising.
Ask for, you know. Anyway, that's my week in review for this week. We all look forward to next week with yours. You got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we don't have time this week because we got a special guest. Let's do
in the news.
In the news.
Let's hit it in the news. Now this is a very, definitely not a light topic, but important, and we should definitely talk about it. It's definitely interesting.
Well, the thing about go ahead, sorry, Graham.
No, I'm talking too much. Go ahead.
No, you're not. I talk over you sometimes. Sorry. I was just saying the thing that's interesting about this podcast, I think for both of us, is there's stuff in the news that later we piece back together. Oh, I can relate to that directly. That happened in my life. Like I think last week, I can't remember what it was, water. We talked about water. And you're like, oh, that's a thing that autistic people like water because my son, my brother liked water.
Right.
So like I think this is interesting. So this was one of the ones I connected to. This was an article in the Slate of all places. That the title is Children of Women with PCOS Are More Likely to Develop Autism. PCOS, and again, we aren't scientists, but PCOS.
We are literally reading a Slate article and relaying it to you. We are not scientists.
And we're having a hard time with some of the big words. That's what I was getting at. Polycystic ovarian syndrome. So children of women with polycystic ovarian syndrome run a 59% higher risk of autism than those mothers who do not have it, according to a new study from the Swedish Karolinska Institute. The report published in Molecular Psychiatry posits that, I know I'm struggling here, that exposure
you almost fell asleep.
To certain sex hormones. Listen, if the article's not about basketball, my eyes kind of glaze over. Yeah,
it's about your only son, so.
Steve Curry did what? Okay. Exposure to certain sex hormones in utero may contribute to the development of autism spectrum disorders. It's the first study to suggest such a link. Anyway, I thought it was interesting because my son's mom had this. He's basically, if I'm reading this correctly, it's cysts. It's cysts on your ovaries. So she had very painful cysts on her ovaries.
Oh no!
Which was this was about 10 years ago. But actually, it was a weird blessing in disguise because the cysts were very painful. So then she had to go have a ultrasound, which revealed she had a really large tumor on her uterus that she wouldn't have otherwise known about because that was asymptomatic, didn't have symptoms.
Oh.
So it was like a weird thing. sorry, there's a noise here in my little apartment. It was a weird thing that led to something positive. Otherwise, she could have had a real problem with that.
That is definitely a blessing in disguise.
That tumor in the uterus. Sorry, this subject's a little.
It is interesting to me.
Hard,
it's
so.
Well, it is totally interesting how we sort of like are like tracing back our lives and finding links and stuff like that. It is also interesting to me how they really are starting. I mean, I'm sure there's not one reason why there's more autism these days, but they are starting to. But they are starting to figure out links.
Yeah,
like legitimate links.
I think that's part of the problem. I think they're going to look back in 100 years and find 8 or 9 different things. That
of course.
Then it looks like a lot of red herrings, but they're all coming together and causing this. But this is very interesting. If this is true, I mean, you know, I don't have any reason to believe it's not.
What if it's just like everyone who drinks vitamin water?
50 Cent.
Moms can't drink vitamin water. Oh no.
Oh, that'd be terrible.
Yeah. Causes cysts, which cause autism. Oh no.
They did. This is a pretty serious study. It was in Sweden in the National Health Database. Study of all children born from 1994 to 2007. Yeah, very interesting. Very, very interesting.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a way to like, I mean, I'm sure they'll do more research to figure this next part out, but if you get the cyst removed, does that,
right,
you know,
But when it talks about hormones, the hormones on the ovaries are causing, the cysts on the ovaries are causing more hormones to be released that are affecting the uterus that are affecting the child in utero.
Right.
Again, we aren't scientists, if you can't tell from me stumbling around
here. I don't
know.
I think that was pretty good. I thought I was talking to a scientist from the National Science Center.
That's a sentence nobody's ever said to me. I thought I was talking to a scientist, Kurt. You sure you're not a scientist?
I don't know. I don't really have any. I mean, I think. I really don't have much to add to that other than that.
That's just interesting.
It's very interesting. It's very interesting how they're starting to piece together these little things.
But that's the point of the podcast.
Something to look out for.
Yeah, we hope that it's in fun, as fun as autism can be, and informative.
And informative. All right, everybody, we are going to pause right there. This is a very special episode, so we wanted to break it up into two parts.
Oh, yeah.
That was the end of part one. Coming up next, in part number two, we have a very special interview with an educator. We wanted to give him more time. But as always, wrapping up this one, thank you so much for listening. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter at Kirk Smith Comedy and at Graham K Comedy. Look up Autastic on Facebook.
Subscribe on iTunes, please.
Yes, we still, if you have not subscribed yet, if this is your first time listening, thank you so much. You're the best. If you subscribe and give us a good rating, and even if you have time to write a nice review, that's the kind of stuff that really helps us reach other people and bumps us up on iTunes, which, you know, aggregates and we find more people to raise awareness. I really do believe in this podcast, and I think from the feedback we're getting from other people, we are helping people. So giving us good rating helps with that. Thanks very much, guys. You guys are the best.
Thanks, guys.